you have some interesting sculptures in here. Talk about them.
This body of work, it's kind of a risk for me. It's not the normal work that I've been doing for the past 20 years, which is two-dimensional work that is usually paintings or collage work. Because I was granted a sabbatical from Shepherd for the fall 15 semester, that gave me the opportunity to take some time and to delve into work that maybe I've thought about over the years, but there's never any time when you're teaching full-time to really delve into that work. So I normally make my work in the summer months. So with the extra time that I felt I had with a sabbatical, I started thinking about, you know, what kind of work am I really drawn to, or how can I take the foundation of the work that I do with painting, which is based on plant forms, things that I grow, and I combine that with things that I collect, things from my travels or things that I find at flea markets or just interesting kind of objects that I find that I collect and kind of surround my studio and inspire me. So I decided that since I'm such a hands-on person with gardening and with building terrariums or bonsai, I'm so drawn though to using my hands and crafting those kinds of things that I decided that, I don't even know if I thought about it. I think it just happened. I got really fascinated by Japanese kokidama. Essentially what that is taking a plant and instead of containing its roots in a container, the roots are contained in moss and it hangs out in the open. And it's just another interesting forward-thinking way of presenting a plant form. And so I just started making these Japanese kokidamas and giving them a contemporary thrust by combining real with artificial. So real being the plant that's alive and growing and has needs of light and soil and moisture, those real aspects, very authentic, with fake and artificial things, the things I collect, which the things I collect tend to be like stuffed birds or felted birds or plastic lambs or glass-blown mushrooms. So the interesting thing is it's this juxtaposition of these natural elements like the moss and the plant with other elements that should be natural, like a bird or a mushroom, but they're plastic, they're fake. And interesting enough, obviously the lifespan of the artificial element will last much longer, perhaps forever, it's made out of plastic, compared to the temporal nature of the sticks and the moss and all of those things that are going through their cycle of, you know, deteriorating.
I know you as a painter and a collagist, if that's a proper way to say
sure,
it.
Sure.
But I don't know you as a sculptor. So is this something new? I'm sure you've dabbled in it before, possibly, but what's it like doing sculpture after doing all that other kinds of work all this time?
Yeah, you're really accurate. I am definitely known as a two-dimensional artist. And even when I've done site-specific installation work, I've usually done it where I've covered walls in a more two-dimensional way, but with a lot of hanging of things. So that's something I was familiar with. I knew when I was starting this, it was daunting to me. It was a challenge because working with materials, twine, how things balance on these pulleys when the weight gets off, I don't have expertise in that. And I knew I was taking this risk with construction methods and cable ties and things that I'm just not used to working with. But you're right about that was a challenge for me. I do not consider myself a sculptor. So I'm a little hesitant when you say, oh, these sculptures. I think that although they are three-dimensional and although many people will call them sculptures, I am looking at them like the work that I do outdoors, where I are growing three-dimensional things and they need staked up. They need a particular different tying and string methods to keep them growing the right way or so the wind doesn't blow them over. And I think I handled the aesthetic and the construction of these more like a farmer or a gardener. So I think that's how I handled it, like my experience as a gardener, not through my experience as an artist.